It is the generic name which is used. It is not one particular khinzir, but a generic name, but also because it could be taken as one particular khinzir. So the prime enemy of the prophet of the time could be called the khinzir. Or the prime enemy of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam of that time could also be called the khinzir, for instance, Lekram. But that is possible, and it could also mean that. I'm not denying it. But in general terms, it is the name of the genera, the species of khinzir.
It means the person having a similitude of properties of...
Of course, any person and a people, the whole people in fact. A particular people with a culture which is filthy in character. And both khinzir and salib point out to the same people. And the word dajjal also points out to them. So all these three fingers cross at one juncture, which is the Western Christian civilization.
Thank you.